Friends, Moses received a very important calling directly from the Lord. He was to take a leading role in God's plan to deliver the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. We read in Exodus chapter 3, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Friends, Moses was rightly surprised and even shocked to hear this from the Lord. After all, his life was threatened in Egypt. He had to run away and was a fugitive for many years. He lost contact with his Israelite relatives in Egypt. He did not feel qualified to do what the Lord called him to do. He needed to know more and to receive a great deal of encouragement. God said to him, "But I will be with you." Friends, bowed before the miraculously green burning bush, Moses learned that the God who spoke to him is the same God of his forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Like his relatives, the Hebrew slaves in Egypt, he was aware that God was different from the gods of the Egyptians and other nations. Yet, unlike other people, Moses and the rest of the Israelites did not know much about their own God, not even his name. It seems that they identified him only as their God or the God of their fathers. They knew him as Elohim, which simply means God. It's the plural for the majestic royalty, as distinct from various gods of other peoples. Elohim refers to the awesome concept of the Godhead, with no specific name. Moses legitimately was concerned about his lack of sufficient knowledge, so he inquired of God who spoke to him, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" Friends, God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered through all generations.'" God identified himself as "I am who I am." This speaks of self-existence. The true living God of Scriptures brought to existence all things visible and invisible. He caused everything that exists to exist. His own existence has no causation or beginning. His name is I Am. He exists in himself. Unlike other gods, he is not formed by human imagination or efforts, nor is he known or even is identifiable by human sensation. He cannot be measured or compared. Nothing compares to him. He is invisible. He is unlike the gods finite humans imagine and form by their hands. Friends, Moses was sent to call on his people to humbly trust I Am and realize that they are sinners who must obey I Am's holy commands. Like the rest of sinful humanity, They could not have direct contact with God's holiness. Moses and other true prophets after him were to serve I Am's redemptive saving plan to reveal himself fully and even share in their humanity. I Am was promised to come through the offspring of Abraham. Amazingly, I Am planned to express in the flesh the complete, perfect, and final revelation of who God is. He was to come as Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us, to fulfill the divine plan of saving and recreating humanity. The first chapter of John's Gospel announced his fulfillment of this. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. For from his fullness we have received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus, the Messiah. No one has ever seen God. God, the only Son who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Friends, throughout John's Gospel, Jesus identified himself as the I Am. Hebrew believers were later told, long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Hallelujah.